Welcome to part two of our special musical production, Waymaker, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture.
News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, and he healed them.
Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know.
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ.
You are here. I worship you. You are here. Men need every heart. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the dark. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Saba, I've been thinking about what you've been telling me about your time in Galilee and Judea. Why did Jesus do so many miracles? Was he just showing off his power?
Oh no, my dear child. Jesus never did anything just to show off. Every miracle had a purpose, a deeper meaning than what people could see on the surface.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it this way. When Jesus healed the blind man, yes, he gave him sight, but he was also showing us that he is the light of the world, that he can open our spiritual eyes to see God's truth. When he fed the 5,000, he wasn't just filling their stomachs. He was showing them that he is the bread of life, the one who satisfies our deepest hunger.
So the miracles were like stories.
Yes, you're very wise, Yocheved. The miracles were signs. They pointed to who Jesus really was and what he came to do. Each one showed God making a way where there seemed to be no way.
What is a miracle? A whisper in the night. A glimpse of God's own glory, turning dark to light. Is it power beyond us, or love drawing near? Could it be God himself breaking through right here? When heaven breaks through, the blind start to see. Chains fall away and captives go free. When heaven breaks through, the broken are made new. The impossible bends to the hands of truth. We've heard the old story of rivers split wide, of manna from heaven, a fire in the sky. But here in this moment, with dust on our feet, we see the same glory in the man on.
Spread. When heaven breaks through, the dead closer than we think, not just in thunder or the edge of the brink, but in mercy poured out in compassion's embrace, in the gentle touch of the Savior's grace. When heaven breaks through, the world is made new, the weary find strength, and the faithful find truth. When heaven breaks through, every heart can see miracles. When heaven breaks through.
Has God always done miracles, Saba?
Oh yes, child. From the very beginning, let me tell you about our ancestors. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the garden, it seemed like all was lost. But God made a way. He promised that one day someone would come to crush the serpent's head. That was the first promise of Jesus, right there in the garden.
Really?
Really. And when Noah's world was drowning in wickedness, God made a way of salvation through the ark. When our people were slaves in Egypt with no hope of freedom, God made a way through 10 mighty plagues and the parting of the Red Sea.
Like you told me before.
Exactly. And when they were hungry in the wilderness, God made a way by raining down manna from heaven. When they were thirsty, he made water flow from a rock. When they faced enemies too strong for them, he made a way of victory.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
But Saba, why doesn't God do those big miracles all the time?
That's a deep question, little one. I think it's because God's greatest miracle isn't changing our circumstances. It's changing our hearts. The parting of the Red Sea was wonderful, but it only lasted one day. The manna in the wilderness fed their bodies for 40 years, but their souls were still hungry.
Speaking of being still hungry, it's time for dinner. We can pick this up later.
Let's pray first. Father, open our eyes to see not just the power of your hand, but the heart behind it. Help us trust that you are always making a way, even when we cannot see it.
To be continued.